Hi, it's John David Miller. Welcome to Aware More Blogcast, Awakening to Be Aware More, with Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness. Presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com, it is wise to be healthy and prepared. Well, this is the second in our installment of Historical Quotes of Concern. This segment is on the New World Order Global Government. So starting with our quotes, we have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled governments in the civilized world. No longer a government of free opinion, no longer a government of a vote by the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men. I have unwittingly ruined my government. That was from Woodrow Wilson, President of the U.S., back in the era of the beginning of the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue Service in about 1912 to through World War I, actually. Next quote, the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes. That's from Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter in 1952. Quote, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that he cannot believe it exists. From J. Edgar Hoover, former and first director of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. That's from President Dwight Eisenhower in his farewell speech in 1961. The high office of the president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the Americans' freedom, and before I leave office, I must inform the citizens of this plight. From President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, on November 12, 1963, speaking at Columbia University just 10 days before his assassination. There is no such thing in America as an independent press. We are the tools and vassals for rich men behind the scenes. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. That's from John Swinton, former New York Times chief of staff. Further global progress is now possible only through a quest for universal consensus in the movement towards a new world order. Mikhail Gorbachev, former president of the Soviet Union in December 1988, or former premier of the Soviet Union, addressing the United Nations. We believe we are creating the beginning of a new world order coming out of the collapse of the U.S.-Soviet antagonisms. Brent Scowcroft, August 1990, former National Security Advisor. It is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. President George H.W. Bush, that's the senior one, addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations, February 1, 1992. I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. Roger Nash Baldwin, founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it. David Rockefeller, founder of the Trilateral Commission, former chair of Chase Bank, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderberg Conference. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there is an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Henry Kissinger, former U.S. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderberg Conference. A world government can intervene militarily in the internal affairs of any nation when it disapproves of their activities. Kofi Annan, former UN Secretary General. The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States. George Soros, international financier of political groups. I have made my life's mission to destroy the United States. I hate this country, and I hate all of the people in it. Also George Soros, in an Newsweek article, 1979. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Brock Adams, director of the United Nations Health Organization. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative for the United Nations. Thanks for listening to Be Aware More. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health wellness information and products. And awaremore.com for the archives of this program. Have a good day.